The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Mido is taflamid vov. The Mishnah and this daf brings the halacha that's Paragimol Mishnah Dalid, that the stones of the Mizbeach and the stones of the Kevesh both cannot be made from stones that touched metal, that touched iron, that were cut by iron, that they can't be cut and both that they can't have touched iron, that they couldn't have touched Barzal. The end of the Mishnah says the reason. In truth, it's really Psukim in the Torah that say that we can't use stones for the Mizbeach that were touched by iron. But the Torah doesn't say the reason. And our Mishnah tells us the reason. Shehan Barzal Nivro Lekata Yom of Shal Adam, because iron is made to shorten people's lives, and the Mizbeach was made to extend the lives of people. It's improper that the thing that shortens people's lives should be waved and something that extends people's lives. Perhaps it's well known, this Mishnah, this reason being that Rashi, in Parshas Yisroel, when the Torah says this halacha, the Torah says this mitzvah, that we're not allowed to use stones for the Mizbeach that were touched by metal, and Rashi brings down our Mishnah that says this reason for the Torah prohibition. Today, unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash or a Mizbeach, and therefore, for practical halacha, this Mishnah doesn't apply. Nevertheless, we find in Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch, and Poskim, that they learned from this Mishnah, they applied it to many other places, many other mitzvahs, and things that are made l'harich Yom HaShal Adam. And V'siyata D'Shmaya, I would like to say six places where Poskim apply this halacha to practical daily halachas. Let's begin with Hilchas Tittus. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Yud Aleph, Sifkot Nesamech Aleph, he says that tittus, a person should not cut with a scissor or a knife, rather he should cut them with teeth. And the reason being, because since tittus has a skula and a koyach to extend the lives of people, like the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Lamebeis Amebeis, that for the aveir of tittus, a person's children die when they're young. So you see that the lack of the mitzvah of tittus causes people to die. And the reverse is also true, that the kiyum of the mitzvah of tittus extends the lives of people. And so therefore, since tittus has this power to extend the lives of people, we say the same concept we say by the Mizbeach. Just like the Mizbeach, we say it's improper to have iron touch the stones of the Mizbeach, since the Mizbeach is meant to extend the lives of people. So too, it's not proper that iron should touch tittus, since tittus is meant to extend the lives of people. Now the Mishnah Berurah said two things. He said, A, you should not cut it with a knife, and B, what you should cut it with is you should cut it with your teeth. The reason for cutting it with your teeth, this whole halacha of the Mishnah Berurah, is the source. Its source is in the Magen Avraham, who says this in the name of the Shlo and the Matan Moshe, and the Machatz HaShakel explains that a person, an adult, has 32 teeth, and those are paralleled to the 32 strings of tittus. If you add up all the strings, 8 strings for each corner of the 4 corners, that will get you to 32. There's 32 strings of tzitzis. And there's a skula the Kaveh Chaim brings down. There's a skula of tzitzis that he shouldn't. They all cut the tzitzis with his teeth, and it's a skula that he won't have toothaches. So therefore, a person, the chatchila, should cut the tzitzis with his teeth. If it's difficult to cut it with his teeth, a person at least should not cut it with a knife. Now, when we say a person should not cut with a knife, it only means that he should not cut with a knife that's made out of iron. If it's made out of plastic, a scissor or a knife made out of plastic, which usually is difficult for a plastic knife to cut tzitzis, it's not one of the easiest things to cut. However, nowadays there are ceramic scissors, which actually work very well to cut tzitzis. Some stores that sell tzitzis have ceramic scissors. If not, nowadays with ways of buying online, it's not that difficult to get a hold of one. And that's the proper way to cut tzitzis. Or, theoretically, if somebody has a scissor or knife made out of silver or copper or another metal, that's also not a problem. It's not a problem using other metals other than iron, being that from silver and gold and copper, it's not regular to make weapons. The source of this is the Ramban at the end of Parshas Yisro says it's only with iron that it's a problem, but with the silver and copper that are not used to make weapons, it's not a problem. Now the Magen Avraham brings down this halacha of not cutting tzitzis with a scissor in the halachas of preparing the strings to be put into the tzitzis. Preparing the strings to be put into the beged. It seems from the way that he brought it down here that even before a person puts the tzitzis into the beged, it's already a problem for them to cut it with a knife. However, there are those that want to say that it's only a problem to cut it with a knife once a person is already involved in trying to put them into the beged. Certainly it would seem that after the tzitzis are in the beged, that one should be careful not to cut them with a regular knife or scissors, rather with, like as we said, a ceramic, either with one's teeth, that's most lechatchila, or with the ceramic scissors to cut the tzitzis. Then there's another halacha. The Shulchan Aruch and the halachas of Birkas Hamazon in Simen Kuf Pei Sif Hei says Noyagim the Chasis Asagim B'Shas Birkas Hamazon. The minog is to cover knives during benching. And the source of this, the Mishnah Berurah right away brings it down in the name of the Beis Yosef, which is really based on Rishonim. Numerous Rishonim, the Rekeach, the Avudraham, the Shibali Aleket, they say that, like we said before, since we know our Mishnah says the stones in the Mizbeach cannot have been touched by metal, by iron, and the reason being because iron is made the kata yom shaladam, and the mizbeach is made the harach yom shaladam. And the Gemara says in Masechta Chagiga Daf Chav Zayin that a shulchan is doimel the mizbeach. Shulchan is compared to a mizbeach. So therefore, during benching, it's improper to have a knife that's made out of iron right there. So even though shulchan doimel the mizbeach lechayer, the whole time a person is eating their meal, the shulchan is doimel the mizbeach. But apparently, the Rishonim held that the only time it's a concern is only during benching, when you're saying a bracha, when you say in benching, that's where it's a problem to have a knife. The Beis Yosef brings down another reason, in the name of the Shibali Alekid, in the name of Rabbeinu Simcha, that there was a story that one time a person was in the middle of benching, and they got up to the bracha of Bainu Yushalayim, they remembered about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they got very depressed about it, and they took a knife that was in front of them, and they stabbed themselves in the stomach. And therefore, to avoid such a situation reoccurring, the minhag is to remove the knife during benching. The Or Cheschaim also brings this down, and so as we said, the Beis Yosef brings down these reasons from the Rishonim, and the Mishnah Berurah says that that's the reasons; those are the reasons. Now, the Poskim speak out that there's a two nafke minois between these two reasons. Poskim say that if the reason is because Shulchan Doim in the Mizbeach, then it's only a problem during the weekdays, but it's not a problem on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You don't have to take the knife off the table on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? What's the difference? Why, if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, don't you have to take the knife off the table or cover it if the reason is because Shulchan Doim in the Mizbeach? So I saw two reasons. The Maral Azuloi and the Agois in Ksavyad, he says that since Shabbos and Yom Tov are symbolic to Olam Haba, and during the time of Olam Haba, then there's going to be mituk of the klipas, ubila amavas lanetzach, there won't be any death anymore, there won't be any murder anymore. So the whole problem is, and the iron is a type of thing that's used to kill, to murder. So for Shabbos and Yom Tov, when it's a time symbolic of when murder won't exist, so then we don't have to take the knife off the table or cover it. Another reason is said in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that he says that the weekdays is like the koyach of Esav. Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Satan is not shoylit, there's no pegarah, so therefore, there's no reason to cover the knife on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, the Poskim say that if it's because of this cheshash that a person might chas v'sholem kill himself, like that person once stabbed himself because he remembered about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, if that's the reason, the medayik, then there's no difference between weekdays and Shabbos and Yom Tov. Another difference, Poskim say that if the reason is because Shulchan Doim al Mizbeach, then it's enough to cover the knife. Masha'enkin, if it's the reason because somebody stabbed himself, so then the knife has, it's not enough to cover the knife, then the entire knife has to be removed off the table. There's really other nafkaminas. If the reason is, there should l'chayra be other nafkaminas. If the reason is because of metal, then it shouldn't be only a knife. It should be even other things. Let's say it's a fork that's made out of iron. A person should also take off the table because of Shulchan Doim al Mizbeach. However, there's no minog to do anything else other than with a knife. Mashenkin, if it's because somebody killed himself, then it would be only to a knife. Another nafkimina could be, let's say it's a knife that's made out of other materials. Like we said, it's only a problem with iron. If it's a silver knife, if it's a gold knife, if it's a plastic knife, if it's a ceramic knife, if it's because of the reason that Shulchan Doim al Mizbeach, you should not have to remove it. If it's the reason because a person might chas v'shalom come to kill themselves or stab themselves, then it would apply to any type of knife and any type of weapon, no matter what the material is. So which is the main reason? So that despite the fact that Beis Yosef brought down two reasons, and the Mishnah Berurah brought down two reasons, nevertheless, in the Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch HaRav, they only bring down the first reason, that it's because Shulchan Doim al Mizbeach. And it seems, in the Poskim, that is the main reason. And the Mishnah Berurah himself, despite the fact that he brings down both reasons, he says that on Shabbos you don't have to cover the knife. And that is seems to be the very accepted minog, that we don't cover the knife on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Like the first reason, because that is the main reason. It seems that the Poskim assume the main reason is because Shulchan Doim al Mizbeach, And as such, it only applies to a knife made out of iron, and the chayyur therefore a knife that's made out of any other material, it's unnecessary to cover it. And also, it's only necessary to cover it, you don't have to remove it entirely from the table. And l'chayra, that is the halacha. Additionally, the whole halacha is only when a person says benching. If a person says birkas me'in shalish, then a person does not have to remove the knives from the table. Okay, so that so far we said two halachas that were learned out of our Mishnah. There's another halacha in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kufnun Aleph Sivov. Yesh Oisrim, the Shulchan Aruch says some people prohibit coming into a shul with a big knife. Says the Mishnah Brura, the reason why you can't come into shul with a big knife is because the shul is a place that's miyuchad for tefillah, and tefillah extends the life of people. Tefillah is b'makim karbonis. Avoidah, tefillah is avoidah, just like karbonis is avoidah. Tefillah is meant to extend the lives of people, and a knife is meant to shorten the lives of people, and therefore, just like our Mishnah says that it's improper to bring a knife, we're putting it next to something that's meant to extend the lives of people, so therefore, a person should not go to shul with a big knife. The Poskim discuss, why is it that when it comes to the halacha of a knife on the table by benching, we say it doesn't make a difference what type of knife it is. A big knife, a small knife, any knife, we say, it's a shulchan daim l'mizbeach, and therefore you should take it off the table or cover it, like we said earlier, during benching. Whereas when it comes to coming into shul, we say only a big knife. Why only a big one? Let it be any knife. Any knife should be prohibited to come into a shul with it. So the Taz answers that when it comes to benching, that it's sufficient to just cover the knife. So you're able to cover the knife, so just cover it. When it comes to a shul, that it's sometimes difficult. A person will have to take their knife off. It's a regular thing if a person to walk around with a knife, a small little knife, a pocket knife. So then it will be a tircha. So then a person will always have to take it out of the pocket, put it back in the pocket. So there the halacha became, the halacha was set up. The Chazal, whoever stalled avek these Yisurim, they were not mechayiv somebody to take off a knife from themselves before entering a shul, only if it's a big knife. But conceptually, this halach of a knife applies to all types of weapons, especially. A person should not come into a shul with a gun. Madach, we say by a knife, certainly with a gun. So it goes without saying that if there's reason of sakana and reason for security that we have to go into shul with a knife or a gun, of course it's permitted. But we're avoidable. It's an improper thing to come into shul besides for stamazei bizoyin. But especially because we have this reason, ain't bad din, it's not proper that we should bring in something that's mekatel yom shaladam into a shul, which is a place where it's marich yom shaladam. Then we have another halacha. The Sefer Seder Brachos says, and it's brought down in the Magen Avraham, and in the earlier Rambam, and in the Mishnah Brura, that when a person makes a bracha on a food, and they're holding the food in the right hand, they should not stick the food, they should not stoke the food with a knife. The right hand is the main thing of a person's life, and it's going to be the two opposites. To hold with his right hand, which is the Iker Chaim, a knife, and make a bracha, it's improper, like the same concept we have, that the Mizbeach is Nivra L'Harich Yom HaShaladam, and the knife is Nivra L'Kata Yom HaShaladam, so a person should not hold food in their hand, in their right hand when they make a bracha with a knife. The Kaf HaChaim, in the name of the Ben Ish Chai, adds that so too a person should not hold onto food with a fork that's made out of iron. A person should therefore have a silver fork or a gold fork, because when they make a bracha. And the Kafei Chaim says, if someone doesn't have a silver fork or a gold fork when they make a bracha, then have better hold the food with your hand. And the Reyatziv says, the previous the Kleisenberger Rebbe said that was the reason why there were tzaddikim in the generations that used to use silver and gold silverware, flatware. The reason being, because of this halacha, that in order that they, when they make a bracha, when they hold the food in their hand, when they make a bracha, they shouldn't be holding a fork that's made out of iron. They should be holding a fork that's made out of silver and gold, like we said. That's not a problem. So that's why they would have silver or gold flatware. However, the prevalent minog is not to be makbid on forks made out of metal. The Sefer Bezeis HaBracha brings down in the name of the of Scheinberg, of Pinchas Scheinberg, that a person could stoke his food with a fork when they make a bracha and hold it in his hand, especially that our flatware is made out of other materials other than iron. So the takana was only in iron mamish, not on other metals. For this halacha, the poskim are not so concerned with holding a fork. Perhaps with a knife, a person should still be careful with, even if it's made from another metal other than like silver or gold. But at least with a fork, the minog is to be makel to hold the food with a fork made out of metal. As long as it's not iron, mamish iron, the minog is to hold it even with the fork. Then there's another halacha. The Ramah says, in the name of Yesh Oimrim, which is a Mordechai, that when a person writes a Sefer Torah, they should use a pen. What type of pen? A pen that's made out of a reed, a kone. They should not use a feather. So the Taz says he doesn't know why. Why should a person not use a feather? He says maybe the reason is because there's a halachas in Gittin that if a person will write with something that's made out of metal, they may make a chakiko, they may be engraved, they may mistakenly engrave into the klaf, into the parchment, which can make an issue with the kashrus, and that's why a person should use better a reed, which is not so strong, and better than using a feather. The Bnei Yoina says that Soifrim in his days used to use a konesh al barzel. They used to use a pen made out of metal. He says that since it wasn't possible in his days to use reeds, his days the reeds were too soft. They would break too fast, so therefore they would use pens made out of metal. And he says, metal is not a problem, it's not gonna engrave. And therefore, even if people were machmir, even if we're machmir not to use it for gittin, but we don't find that there's such a gzeir not to use such a thing for a sefer Torah, and therefore he says in his days, it was the minog, it was the custom to use these pens made out of metal, made out of iron. And he wasn't concerned. He validates that custom. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, there's a good reason why to use specifically a reed. And that's because the Gemara says, that Tainas Afchav, the Zohar Kana, she yitlu mimena kol maslichta by Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos. The reed was zoicha that it's able to be used for the mitzvah of being used to write Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos. So therefore, it's lachatchila to use a reed. However, the whole thing is only a minog. And then he says, nowadays we don't use a reed, we don't use a kone. However, he says, the minog, the prevalent custom is to use a feather. And it seems even today, many Seifim even today still use a feather to write. It says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Bnei Yoina said that in his days the minog was to write with a metal, a iron pen. The Aruch HaShulchan does not believe in that. He's disagrees with that. He says it's improper to write with something made out of iron. First of all, he says the other problem, like we mentioned before, that it can make a hole. Before he said engrave, he said it can make a hole in the cloth. But he says the second reason is like we were discussing throughout this shiur. Since the Torah is something that extends the life of people, so it's improper to use an iron pen. So you shouldn't be touching the Sefer Torah with an iron pen, which is mekata. Iron is something that shortens people's lives. It's not proper to put that and use that with making a Sefer Torah, which is used for to be Marach Yom HaShalodam. However, despite this, the Sefer Keses HaSofer, which is perhaps the most widely used Sefer by Soferim for the Halachis of Stam, he says a person could write with a feather, they can use a kolma shel barzel, they could use a pen that's made out of iron. And it's not a problem. One thing the Chassam Sofer does say, the Chassam Sofer wrote Agois on the Sefer Keses HaSofer, he said, even though a person could use a feather, and Me'ikir Adin, a person could even use a feather from a bird that's not kosher. Nevertheless, lechatchila, says the Chassam Sofer, a person should use a feather from a bird that's kosher. A person should use a feather from a bird that is mutter beficha. And that's what he says of lechatchila should be done. Okay. One final halacha. The Das Kedoshim, that's the Buchacher, he wrote the Sefer on Erechaim Yishal Avram, he wrote on Avin Ezra Sefer Kesav HaKodshim, he wrote Das Kedoshim. He says that he heard in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that a person should not put a mezuzah into a mezuzah case that's made out of iron. And again, it's the same reason like what we were saying throughout the Shir. Since we find that iron is something that's mekata yom shalodom, and ain't a bad din to wave something that's mekata yom shalodom and something that's marach yom shalodom, and we find that mezuzah is also something that's marach yom shalodom, the pasuk says the man yirbu yimeicha, that the mitzvah mezuzah is something that will bring long longevity, that long life, and therefore it's improper to mix the mitzvah mezuzah with iron, and therefore a person should not hang up, the Baal Shem Tov says, the Das Kedoshim says in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that a person should not hang up a mezuzah with an iron mezuzah case. Says the Das Kedoshim, he heard that a person should not even use any metal case. He should not use a mezuzah case made out of any, even other metals. However, he says he's not sure if the Baal Shem Tov said that or other people added that. Because faket, the chazal is mashma, it's only a problem with iron. It's not a problem with other metals. And the truth is, we said that the Ramban really says that. The Ramban says it's not a problem with other metals, it's only a problem with iron. The Maisa, he says, even iron is not such a problem. And we find that we cover the knife by the table because Shulchan Daimel Mizbeach. We don't find that others say it by a mezuzah. The Maisa, most people hang up their mezuzah using nails, and nails are metal. So at least this much we find that the Sefer Yofel Lelev brings down that Beinanim and Aniyim, they are noyig that they put their mezuzah into a mezuzah case made out of metal, a certain type of metal, the karantiniku. So at least other types of metal, we find that the Yofel Lelev says the minig was not to be makbid about, but perhaps at least a mezuzah case made of iron would not be proper for one to hang up the mezuzah. In summary, what we discussed in this shiur was this, despite the fact that we don't have a mizbeach, and the main halach of our Mishnah is not practical for our daily life, Nevertheless, we mentioned six places where the Poskim shtel tzu, where the Poskim apply the reasoning of our Mishnah to daily life. One was pertaining to cutting tzitzis. Two was pertaining to covering the knives during benching. Three was in regard to bringing in a knife into shul, a big knife into shul. Four was pertaining to holding the food with a knife while one makes a bracha. Some were concerned even with a fork. Five was the Orech HaShulchan was concerned with using an iron pen to write a Sefer Torah. And six, the Das K'toshim, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, is concerned with hanging a mezuzah in a mezuzah case that's made out of iron. Maybe we zoiche to be mekayim all these mitzvahs properly, and also we have the Beis Hamikdash Meir V'Yameinu, will be able to have the main halacha of building mizbeach with stones that were not touched by any metal.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.